Proclamation number 8123 of 12th of March, 1962. Death is conquered. Jesus and God is one. You shall only take the way to the cross, and then you need fear no more death. For you will rise again and live forever. Jesus Christ is your Redeemer from sin and death. He is the Savior who lifts you up out of darkness. He is the one who faced the adversary in battle and overcame him. And thus he also overcame death, which the latter brought into the world. Jesus walked the path of the cross for you and your sins, and as soon as you carry your guilt of sin to the cross, then you belong to those for whom he shed his blood, for whom he died on the cross in order to redeem your guilt of sin. But you must be willing to let yourselves be redeemed. You must acknowledge him as the Redeemer who became the shell of the eternal Spirit of God, who united himself with God and thus also accomplished the act of salvation with the power of God. For the power of God is love. The man Jesus was full of love, thus full of the divine spirit of love. Through love he was intimately merged with the eternal love itself, and thus he was one with God, or also, the eternal deity itself manifested itself in Jesus. It completely filled him, and thus the deification of Jesus' soul took place, the complete unification with the Father Spirit of eternity, who is love in itself. Thus God himself accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus, God himself redeemed people's immeasurable guilt, and everyone can now be released from his guilt who confesses him in Jesus, who acknowledges Jesus as the divine Redeemer, in whom God himself manifested himself because he, whose fundamental substance is love, completely filled the human being Jesus. God thus became a human being and Jesus became God, for Jesus was merged with eternal love. Jesus and eternal love were one. Therefore, the path to God, the return to the Father's house, is only guaranteed through the cross. The human being has to carry his guilt under the cross. He is to ask the divine love in Jesus for forgiveness, for redemption of his guilt. And truly, the way will be free for him to the Father. Man will rise to life. For death is the consequence of sin, and death has been overcome by Jesus Christ, by God himself, and the soul of man will attain eternal life and never ever lose it. The original sin of the former apostasy from God cannot be expiated by the human being himself, for he is bound by the one who brought death into the world. He is still under the power of God's adversary, who himself fell into the deepest abyss and took countless beings with him, who followed him voluntarily but who no longer have the strength to voluntarily detach themselves from him again. And Jesus Christ regained the strength of these beings on the cross. He gave his life for them so that their will was strengthened. He paid the ransom through his death on the cross so that the adversary can no longer keep a being bound which seeks to escape from his power if it takes the path to the cross. The call to Jesus Christ is enough that he places himself between the human being and the adversary and supplies everyone with the strength to walk the path upwards towards the kingdom, which is his true home. For now the kingdom of light is open, at the gate of which Jesus Christ himself stands and receives everyone who only wants to come to him and asks him for forgiveness from all guilt. For Jesus says of himself that everyone will live who believes in him. He will not taste death, he need no longer fear it, for Jesus has conquered death and he will give life to anyone who only desires him and seeks to free himself from his adversary. Yet without him there is no redemption, without Jesus Christ there is no forgiveness of sin. Without Jesus Christ the human being remains burdened with his original sin and he will never ever find the entrance into the kingdom of light, for God's adversary will not release him, and he also has power over him who once voluntarily followed him into the abyss. Therefore no man shall overlook the cross, no man shall pass by the cross. Every person should also carry his guilt under the cross and hand it over to the one who died for the sake of humanity's guilt of sin, who took all suffering and torment of the act of salvation upon himself in order to pave the way for people to the Father, from whom they once voluntarily separated and plunged into the abyss. And everyone will find redemption who calls to Jesus for mercy, for in Jesus was love, and love forgives all guilt. Love gives eternal life to all who acknowledge Jesus Christ as God's Son and Savior of the world, because love itself was in Jesus. Amen.